Anything happened this weekend? Anything newsworthy? You know, anyone absent, anyone injured, anyone hurt, everyone good, everyone good, everyone good? You sure? You sure? You sure? Let's hit it. Injury-filled, COVID-filled, Locked On Magic coming up.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is December 20th, 2021. My name is Philip Rosenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, we're going to recap a wild Friday, a wild weekend for the Orlando Magic. We'll go over everything that happened, as well as what's happening moving forward now as the Orlando Magic deal with a COVID outbreak. That's the only way really to describe it, a COVID outbreak within the team. We'll talk a little bit about what it all means and kind of get ourselves reset for the week, if the week actually happens. We'll find out. We'll also talk a little bit about the games over the weekend as the Magic fall to the Miami Heat and defeat the Brooklyn Nets. Of course, the one weekend the Magic win a game, we're going to be talking about something depressing. Go figure. We'll talk about all that, plus Chima Okeke stepping into the fray. We'll get to all that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, we do want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day, whether you download it, whether you listen to us right when we upload, whether, you know, around usually up, I make sure I'm uploaded at least before noon. I'll be coming out a little bit later this week. I apologize for that. So whether you listen to us right when we upload, while you're at work, on your break, at lunch, whenever, wherever, we truly do appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Remember the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. You can download us wherever you download podcasts, as well as stream us on YouTube. Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Check out prizepicks.com and use promo code NBA, or go to your app store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. It really is. Okay, let's just dive right into it. Friday was a wild day for the Orlando Magic. I got the text message maybe a half hour, you know, 40 minutes, 45 minutes before shoot-around was supposed to take place, before the Magic's availability for shoot-around was supposed to take place. That shoot-around had been canceled, that the availability had been canceled. And we had some inkling that something might be up, because on Thursday night, Ignas Brazdeikis was listed in the health and safety protocols. He was listed as out for Friday's game in health and safety protocols. And then very, very quickly, the avalanche started to fall. The snow started to fall. The avalanche started to come. Very, very quickly, Moritz Wagner, Terrence Ross, RJ Hampton, along with Ignas Brazdeikis, were all placed in health and safety protocols. And we were beginning to think Friday afternoon, are the Magic going to have enough players to play? Because Mo Bamba was still listed as questionable with an ankle sprain. Cole Anthony was listed as questionable with an ankle sprain. Gary Harris was listed as questionable with a tight hamstring. There was no guarantee the Magic would even have enough players to play in Friday's game. And while I was prepping to go to Friday's game against the Heat, part of me said there is a good chance this game does not happen. Only to find out later in the afternoon that Mo Bamba was also placed in health and safety protocols. Of course, he is one of the few guys that we know actually has had COVID before. So he was placed in health and safety protocols too. And this of course is happening against the backdrop of the league going through a massive increase in COVID in health and safety protocols and players entering the protocols in positive tests. The league obviously is testing a lot more than the nation. So unfortunately, I do think that this is something of an arbiter of things to come, in this country. I'm not here to preach anything to you except to encourage you to mask up, to get the vaccine if you haven't done so already, to get the booster if you are eligible and have not done so already. While these defenses are not perfect, they are our best defenses still to stop and slow the spread of this virus. And fortunately, at least among the vaccinated, the outcomes are not negative. are largely not negative. Yes, you could still get COVID, but it's a few days out. It's a few days being sick rather than going to the hospital. And that's what the whole thing has always been about, is to make sure the hospitals, you know, only treat the most severe cases. We limit those severe cases as much as possible. And again, that's, I'm not here to preach. I respect everyone's decisions to make decisions. I hope you would respect everyone else's decisions as well. But I do think that the science is pretty clear that these are our best defenses available to us right now. And so we should be doing all we can, not only for ourselves, but for each other, because, look, these basketball players are healthy people. I feel like I'm a relatively healthy person. I'm not the healthiest person in the world. I know for me personally, if I get COVID, I'm pretty confident that I would be okay. My concern is spreading COVID to someone else. And that's always been my mindset in this whole thing. And so again, I'm going to encourage everyone to do the best they can to protect themselves, but more importantly, to protect other people. And if we all work together to protect each other, that's how we're ultimately going to get out of this. So obviously we get to game time now. We know the Magic have 5 players in health and safety protocols. We know two more players are potentially out with, you know, relatively minor injuries. I don't think Cole Anthony will be out so much longer. He did miss both games this weekend. It looked pretty bad for the Magic. Fortunately for them, Lakeland was here to the rescue. Using the hardship exception, in which the NBA has since expanded, to allow teams to sign players to replace players in health and safety protocols if they need them, if they don't have at least 13 players, I believe is the rule now. So we will be seeing a lot more of these G League players throughout the league. And again, they're still good basketball players, don't get me wrong. The Magic added Hassani Gravett, Aleem Ford, BJ Johnson, and Admiral Schofield to their roster to play in Friday's game. We'll talk a little bit more about them individually, I think, on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Magic. But these guys literally got in a car a few hours before tip-off Friday and were playing in an NBA game, getting ready for an NBA road trip with the back-to-back on Saturday, and doing the best they can in these incredible, incredible circumstances to help this team out. The Magic did travel to Brooklyn. They did win in Brooklyn. They lost to Miami on Friday at home. They went to Brooklyn and won on Saturday. We'll talk more about those games individually here coming up. But the news then came down that despite the NBA's best efforts to avoid postponing games, to avoid canceling games, and these games are just postponed at this point, they're not canceled, the NBA postponed 5 games, including tonight's game between the Magic and the Toronto Raptors. And obviously, Toronto has its own complicating factors, as you know, Canada is much more strict with its COVID protocols than the United States is. And so perhaps that had something to do with it. Perhaps it's just the realization that, yeah, the Magic probably shouldn't have played games on Friday and Saturday with just 9 guys. The game against the Nets specifically was pretty ridiculous. The Nets game against the Nuggets on Sunday was postponed as well. In the Magic's game against the Nets, there are only 17 players available, I believe. The Nets were down a ton of players. Kevin Durant was in health and safety protocols. James Harden in health and safety protocols. Kyrie Irving in health and safety protocols. Joe Harris was out with an injury. They were supposed to rest Patty Mills. They ended up canceling his rest day. They've tried not to play Blake Griffin in back-to-backs. They would have had to if that game had gone through and taken place. It's frankly a disaster. You know, I get the NBA has to get to Christmas and get to that big money day. And I think the league is trying to do its best to preserve Saturday and make sure Saturday is a good day for the NBA. They can put on a bright face. I think the NBA, and it sounds like the NBPA, are against any pauses to the league, but it sure feels like this league needs to take a pause and just like figure out where the trouble spots are, isolate those trouble spots, and then move forward from there. It's all a bit ridiculous right now. Again, I don't think anyone's in mortal danger here. The way the NBA COVID protocols are is if you're vaccinated, if you return 2 positive tests or to return 2 negative tests 24 hours apart, you're clear from the exemptions, or you're clear from the health and safety protocol. So again, you know, Terrence Ross posted on Instagram, I think it was Friday afternoon, that he felt a little bit bad in the morning, but he was feeling better by the afternoon. As far as we know, every player on the Magic outside of Jonathan Isaac is vaccinated. And so it's very realistic that all these guys could be back and a lot of these guys could be back and ready to play Thursday when the Magic return home against New Orleans Pelicans. I doubt they would fly them up to Atlanta for Wednesday's game now, even though Orlando now has a couple of days to kind of sit and figure themselves out and kind of get back on the same page. It's not clear if the Magic traveled up to Toronto already or if they're in Atlanta at this point. They can keep that private. I don't really think that matters so much. But obviously the Magic going through it a little bit right now, as several players said after Saturday's game. A lot of teams are going through it right now. No one's going to feel sorry for you, and you have to keep pushing and keep fighting and keep playing. And honestly, that's what the Magic did. So we'll talk about this weekend's games and what we learned from the Orlando Magic through two really, really hard efforts by this Orlando Magic team. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. But first, do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's kind of a business scam. Look, I get what they're trying to do, you know, trying to make it convenient for you. You don't want to have to remember to pay that bill every single month, but sometimes you forget all the bills you're paying every month. And when it's an auto pay, you don't think about it. So they just keep cutting that check. They keep taking your money, even if you're not aware that you're spending it every month. So don't let those greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions today. Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Truebill has more than 2 million users and helped save them more than $100 billion. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Go right now. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. We want to thank you once again for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day, no matter when you listen to us, whether it's in your car on the way to work, you know, listening a day later or listening as we upload, whether it's on your break, in the gym, while you're getting ready for the game yourself. I get ready for the games, and so I do some prep work for you. We truly appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Remember, you can subscribe to us wherever you download podcasts, as well as stream us on YouTube. We're going to probably fall short of our goal of 300 subscribers on YouTube before Christmas. We're at like 250. Love all 250 of you. If you haven't done so already, definitely subscribe to our YouTube shows. We do some special stuff on there. I am planning, especially after the new year begins, planning to do more frequent YouTube live shows to get some better interaction with y'all. So I do truly appreciate that. But let's talk about this weekend's games. Obviously, the Orlando Magic just completely undermanned. Cole Anthony missed both games with a sprained ankle. Wendell Carter went down early in the second quarter with what looked like a very serious knee injury. It's being described as a strain, which is frankly fortunate, but it'll probably keep him out for a couple of weeks. I suspect that that's going to be a two-week absence for him. The Orlando Magic added Freddie Gillespie, former Raptors center, playing for the Memphis Hustle, to get a little bit more of a boost to the roster. That was from the hardship exception because they have... These injuries are ridiculous. They have five guys in health and safety protocols right now, five guys out with long-term injuries. That's Markelle Fultz, obviously, with the torn ACL, Jonathan Isaac with the torn ACL, Markelle Fultz recovering from off-season surgery, Etuan Moore with the knee injury now, and Jalen Suggs with the thumb injury. Now Wendell Carter, it's this raw. I mean, the Magic obviously have four guys that have been out the entire season, so that's juicing the numbers, but a lot of injuries for this team. A lot of games missed, and that's obvious. Honestly, I think this team is a lot better than what they've shown because they've just had to deal with so many injuries. But the games go on, and honestly, I think this is where you see a lot of the team's mettle and a lot of the team's identity and personality and the way that honestly, signs of the hope that I have for this group. You know, being out so many players, dealing with adversity, it's what it does. I believe is it forces you to simplify everything. If you know, with adding four new players a few hours before a game, it forces you to just really get down to the bare bones of what you're trying to do, reemphasize the important things. And so in a way, I think this is kind of good for the Magic, forcing them to kind of shed off all the excess, shed off all the kind of complexities and just play simply. Obviously, guys are going to have to step up into new roles. Franz Wagner was playing a lot of point guard, and even with Michael Mulder out on the court with him, even with Hassani Gravatt out on the court with him, Franz is still running the show, which is interesting. I'm not saying it's an idea I want to make permanent, but it's interesting. Interesting is good. And he's playing well with it, to be perfectly honest. But what this really, I think, got down to was started defending at a much more aggressive level, which is, I think, more of what we want to see. Now, against Miami, that came back to bite them. Starters played well. The bench, especially those four new guys, really struggled. They especially really struggled to track Max Strus. He had that pump fake sidestep three going. Hit a bunch of threes. I think he had 20 points in the second quarter of that game as Miami really took control. Orlando never really got over the hump. They were up 18-8. They gave up a 22-4 run to end the quarter, and that was really the game. That was the whole game. Orlando, Miami just kind of went back and forth every time the Magic seemed like they were getting ready to make a push, every time they seemed like they were getting ready to make a run. Max Strus hit a three. Gabe Vincent, I think, had 18 in the third quarter. He would hit a three. It was just Orlando just never, as far as the game goes, Orlando could just never get over that 12-point hump, that 10-point hump. And that enabled Miami to just kind of race ahead, to just get past them, to beat them up a little bit. But again, I'm not going to sit here and complain. A 118-108 loss to the Heat. I thought the Magic played extremely hard. I thought the Magic played, all things considered under the circumstances, played really well. I can't knock that effort. I can't knock that intensity. I can't knock the way that the Magic approached that game. They did all the right things. They did everything that they needed to do to win. They just couldn't get the stops that they needed. And Miami got hot from three. Miami also played well. They're certainly undermanned too, with more traditional injuries and COVID injuries. But it was a good effort by Orlando, and I think a really encouraging effort. The fact that they were able to match that again, though, in Brooklyn, I think was even more impressive. Again, these last two games, I was really watching Jamal Mosley a lot. He was really into it. Like, he was really into the game. I think this really got his blood going, to coach these guys up, to get these guys ready to play. And, if Mosley has to temper himself and kind of keep an even keel, but bringing that fire, kind of injecting that energy into this team really helped. And I got to give him, I think there's been some fans who've been quick to question him a little bit, which is fine, which is fair. I think there are plenty of things to question about him at this point, especially considering how the Magic struggled with their coaching early in their last rebuild. Mosley, I think, had a really good weekend. I think you got to give Mosley his credit for getting these guys ready to play and putting them in positions to win. Now, granted, both opponents racked with injuries. The Heat racked with injuries. The Nets racked with injuries. But you take them where you can get them. I'm never going to complain about a win. I'm never going to complain when the team plays well and plays hard, which they did this weekend. The Brooklyn game was really a delightful game. Even with all the injuries, there were some ugly moments, of course, but Orlando played extremely hard. They did every little thing they had to do to win. They played from ahead. The Magic have not played from ahead much this season. I think they actually have led by 10 points for the fewest minutes in the league so far this season. That's a random measure, of course, but it's a sense that Orlando's always playing from behind. All their games, all their wins have been close wins, and this one certainly was too. But the Magic did a lot of really good things to get that lead. They built as much of a 17-point lead in the third quarter. Their bench gave it away a little bit. Yeah, they struggled on the glass with only Robin Lopez, who's not a great defensive rebounder, with only Robin Lopez at center. That's a big reason why I think they ended up signing Freddie Gillespie, because without Moritz Wagner, without Mo Bamba, without Wendell Carter, they don't have any center depth. They don't have any depth anywhere, really. But Orlando made all the big shots at the end. Brooklyn was able to come back in the game thanks to some offensive rebounds from David Duke Jr., some timely shooting, of course, from Patty Mills. Brooklyn tied the game with about a minute and a half to play. That's when Chuma Okeke hit a big shot. The Nets double-teamed Robin Lopez, knocked the ball away from him. Okeke relocated to the wing. Lopez found him. He hit a huge three to give the Magic a three-point lead. Then the Magic got a huge stop and rebound. Big time play for Orlando. Big time clutch play for this young Magic team. And then Franz Wagner was miraculously able to throw a ball into the basket from right in front of the rim with several hands on the basketball when he shot it. Somehow that went in. Orlando was up five, and that's how they were able to get a 100-93 win. Just again, a really, really, really nice win for Orlando. Just the effort was incredible from everyone. The new guys who struggled in the game Friday played really well. Loved what Admiral Schofield did. I love what Hassani Gravett does. I was a big fan of him in summer league. He was playing really, really well. Kind of continued and kept that energy up. Just everyone contributed something. Aleem Ford, who I have not done a lot of research on, played really well as well. So the Orlando Magic split the weekend to get that. They get that big win in Brooklyn, and of course now they still have to just kind of continue to find their way through this and just get through all these injuries. We'll talk about one player who has stepped up in the course of these injuries, someone that Magic have been waiting for. That is Chuma Okeke. We'll talk about him coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at Built Bar. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, even better than a candy bar. Built Bar is filled with so much holiday goodness. It's rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat. Plus, it's high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. There's so many flavors you'll have a hard time choosing. So you can have raspberry or mint brownie, cherry or double chocolate, cookies and cream, or peanut butter brownie. Those feel like false choices because you could have them all. Well, you could probably just have one at a time, but you can have them all. Trust me. Built Bars give you that extra fuel you need to bust down those mall doors or deal with the family this holiday season. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. If you're friends with Santa, tell Santa to throw a few Built Bars in those stockings. With so many flavors, they'd make anyone's Christmas morning a happy one. Like some of those marshmallow treats you get around the holidays, then you need to get your hands on Built Bar Puffs. They're light, fluffy, and marshmallowy through and through. Different flavors, all covered in chocolate. They taste so good, you won't believe that they're filled with protein. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. Today's podcast also brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues to march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season, so head to their new updated desktop or mobile website and sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. So one guy that Orlando Magic fans have been really excited about this season, and one guy that they've been really disappointed in this season, was Chuma Okeke. We all watched Chuma Okeke last year. He was kind of thrown into the fire a little bit quicker than I think the Magic wanted to throw him in there. They had to play him at a bunch of different positions. It was a rough go. There were some rough moments for Chuma, but the rookie really outplayed himself and got everyone really excited. It just felt like he always made the right plays. He never played outside of himself. He made big baskets. He made big shots. And yeah, he hit the rookie wall a little bit, which was expected his first year back from a torn ACL. But there's a lot of excitement for what Chuma Okeke could become and could continue to be. This was a really, 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 it was a really fun season for Chuma Okeke. But of course, that's a rookie season. And you got to be able to grow to your sophomore season. And there are a lot of high hopes and high expectations for him. The fact that Okeke started the season hurt, had a bone bruise in his hip that caused him to miss most of training camp, all of preseason, and the beginning of the season, slowed his development down. And it's been clear that Okeke just hasn't been quite right. For the season, Okeke is averaging, pull up his averages here, just 7.3 points per game and 4.3 rebounds per game. That's in line with his rookie season last year. So the numbers aren't that different. But his shooting numbers have taken a major dip, making only 37% from the floor and 25.3% from deep. More than that, Okiki's just looked a little uncomfortable. He's just looked like he's been unsure of what to do offensively, unsure when to pick his spots to attack, and really struggling to find his place. In some respects, the Magic kind of stuck him in the corner and let him be a floor spacer, which he has not been good at. In others, he's been someone that's been asked to drive off the dribble and take guys one-on-one. We haven't seen enough of the post-ups that Chuma was really good at, or just kind of the aggressive catching it on the move, letting him cut and find space to the basket, find space to get into the lane, into the basket. Jamal Mosley's struggled to figure out how to use him properly, and Okiki struggled to find his fit. Now, the thing about this is no one's given up on Chuma Okiki. Everyone on the team, teammates, coaches, they all believe in this kid. And they understood that injury was a big part of this equation, that his injury issues, that his struggles just to stay healthy, just to be on the court, were a big part of why his development was slowed down just a bit. And why the Magic haven't been able to kind of get him going in the way that they would hope for. They all understood this. They all understood. All understood that. But now they've had no choice but to put him back in the fire. And honestly, like, you know, Mosley said this several times over the weekend. Yes, it's terrible to be out so many players, but this is also an opportunity. And no player has really taken advantage of this opportunity so far more than Chuma Okiki. We are seeing the 2020 Chuma Okiki, or the 2021 Chuma Okiki, the Chuma Okiki that we were all really excited for last year. He's hitting shots off the dribble, making three-pointers, just playing with a ton of confidence. And all the confidence and all the faith that his teammates have put in him is finally being rewarded. I mean, again, say what you want about this Magic team, and there's a lot to say, and there's a lot still to improve. They fight for each other. They are each other's cheerleaders. There does not feel like any division within that roster right now. They are all about each other. They are all about believing in what they're trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish, and they understand that they have a lot of work to do. They're willing to do that work. And what we saw from Chuma Okiki this weekend is certainly proof of that work being rewarded and that work coming to the fore. Chuma was really good. Chuma was outstanding. He hit big shots. He had six steals in the game against the Heat. He had a huge steal in the fourth quarter on Patty Mills in the game against the Nets. What this kid needed was, A, to see the ball go in the basket, and B, got confidence that comes from seeing the ball go in the basket. And if there's one good thing that might come out of all this, it's this. It's Chuma Okiki found himself again. Found his rhythm, found his way to play. Yes, the Magic won't need him to take 10, 12, 13 shots a game anymore pretty soon, hopefully. But Okiki has been patient, stayed with it, stayed with his work, trusted his work, and now seems to be coming out the other end and playing a whole lot better and with a whole lot more confidence. And if that's the case, then the Magic are going to be in really good shape with this young guy. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast and Apple Podcasts. Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google Play, Spotify, Odyssey. All the fun places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. You can find me on Twitter at @PhilipRR_OMD. And of course, for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. You can follow us there on Twitter at @OMagicDaily. Now that you're done listening to us, be sure to check out the Locked On Bets podcast. Your boy Q and Lee Sterling have all the latest expert analysis and insight for all your gambling needs. It's free and available on all platforms. We truly do appreciate you listening to the Locked On Podcast Network, making it a part of your day every day. That's going to do it for me, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. For Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this has been Phil Rosman. I'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.